We are learning Masechta Sukkah da Vavam Beis, and we're starting seven lines from the top of Vavam Beis. It says Mechitzin. It said that that's one of the Lachim Moshe of Sinai. Mechitzas. So what's an example of that? So Mechitza on Hadamar Mechitza. When we say Lachim Moshe of Sinai is Mechitzas, Lachim Moshe of Sinai, we mean what we just said from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds a tenth Tefachim. How do you know that the Sukkah has to be tenth Tefachim high? And Tosfos speaks out that's also the Makar that a Mechitza is tenth Tefachim high. We learned that out from a Lachim Moshe of Sinai. So where's Hanichel Rabbi Yehuda? El Rav Meir, he learned it out from either the Mar started off learning from the Aroin, and then the Mar came out learning from the Kruvim. So if you're a Meir, what do you need a Lachem Moshe V'Sina for? Which mechitzas? Ma'ik l'meimah. So the Mar ki asoi hilchasa, the Lachem Moshe V'Sina comes for other things. For the good, the loved, the day of Nakuma. Good means like good asik and good achis. The Lach is if you have a mechitza of 10 tfachim, it extends, it goes further, either up or down. That's called good achis or good asik. And or lavud. Lavud means anything within three tefachim of each other is lavud. That's also a hilchas mechitza, a lacha meshu sinai. And doif and akuma is a lacha that a mechitza could turn the corner if it's less than four amis, let's say to the schach, you could consider all the wall and the wall turns, crooked wall, doif and akuma. So three halacha meshu sinais. And actually the Lamdus Shesvarim talk about lavud, is lavud a din of mechitza? We find lavud even in places that are not mechitza. They find the idea of lavud even in places where it's not a game mechitza. So they speak out that there's two types of lavuds. One a lavud that's mechitza de galavud, one not mechitza de galavud. And the difference is you have to look at it as closed up or not. But I in the Svarim, like Shloim Yehuda, Sechas Erev, and other Svarim. Akaparim, the Halacha Moshe V'Sinai is the three things we're saying, for good, for lavud, and Dovin Akuma, according to Rabbi Meir. If you're Rabbi Yehuda, you also have the Halacha Mechitzas Asara. Now, we learned before in the Gemara that good asik, it could be, we don't use good asik when it comes to Sukkah. It could be Nimechitzas Hanakaris. So it's a Mechitzas Asara, maybe there are certain cases where you do use good asik, let's say Sfas Hagag, by the end of a roof. We said maybe use good asik. But if you don't, you have to say good is not only, this halacha meshashin is not only regarding Sukkah, it's regarding Shabbos. Good asik is the gay of Shabbos, and that will be in the gay, the halacha is a good asik. Even though the gav is Sukkah, it won't be in the gay. That's the Ran speaks out. Dr. Gemara Vaita. It says in our Mishnah that if you don't have three walls, it's not a good Sukkah. Sukkah needs like upon them at least three walls. Tanu Rabban, look at the Braisa. Shtayim kehil chasam, two of those three walls have to be regular full walls. V'shlishis afilu tefach. The third wall could be even a tefach. Even though the size of the sukkah has to be at least 7x7, so really need each wall has to be 7 tefachim wide, long, 7 tefachim. But we're saying two of those walls need a full 7 tefachim. The third wall is sufficient with a tefach. Rav Shimon Amar, no, you need shlosh kelchasam. You need three full walls. V'revi'is afilu tefach. The fourth wall could be a tefach. V'maikam mefagi. What's the bi'ah machlekes Rabban Rav Shimon? So the Gemara, the pasuk says like this: Pesukos teishu shivas yamim kol ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu b'sukos leman yedor sechem ki b'sukos hashavtis bnei Yisrael. It says three times sukos. Actually, one of them has a vav in it, sukos one, but they're all red b'sukos. So there's three times the word b'sukos. One of them has a vav in it. So Micah, if you're a bon sav yesh ein lemesaris, that you look at a pasuk how it's written, not how it's read. And if you look at a pasuk how it's written, two of them are besukas, which means one each, and one besukais is two, because it says above. So altogether four. Rav Shimon savi yeshem lemikra, that you dash in a pasuk the way you read it, and all of them you read besukais, which means loshen rabim. So altogether six. So Rabbanan savi yeshem lemisayres, that you look at how it's written. So it says basukas, basukas, basukais. Harekan arba. There's four words sukkah, four sukkahs. Dal chad gufe, one of them you need for the gufe to teach you that you have to sit in a hut. Now you have three left, and that teaches us the walls. Pasul tlasa shtayim kilchasam. The three, you know, left three times sukkos, and that teaches us the three walls. So shtayim kilchasam. Vasai hilchasav egaroso shlisha sukkot tefach. Locha mois visina came and made the third wall into a tefach. Now, all of a sudden you see, there's a locha mois visina regarding the third wall. Where was that locha mois visina? So Rashi says, that halacha mashina is included in what we said before, mechitzin. Mechitzin. And mechitzin, we said before, means good, lavud, and doif and akuma, also means this. Freit the Rishash, so why don't we speak it out? Say good, lavud, and akuma, and the third wall of a sukkah. Dr. Rishash, it's included in the word good. Good means hamshacha, the wall moves. goes schleps. Here also the tefach, the lomza of the tefach is, the tefach goes further. We spoke as a similar rishash on Daf Dalad, that it's all about Amshacha, with the corner walls also. Hakaponim, that's the lachal machine before, including good. So again, fear Rabbanon, you have three sukkahs left, so three walls, and the lachal machine makes the wall into a tefach, and you use the Hamshacha, use the good. Rav Shimon Savar, Yeshem Mikra. You go basa how you read it. So Vasukah is Vasukah is a Rekan Shesh, that's six. You have to take one pasuk out, Dal Chad Kro Lagufe. You need one pasuk for Lagufe. So you only left with four. Pashule Arba, you left with four. Shalosh Kil Chasam, three walls are Kil Chasam. Pasihilkasal Garasal Arvias, it shortens the fourth wall, Okum HaTapach, and puts it out Tapach. So Rav Shimon Rabbanon is, Yeshem Mikra Yeshem Aser, according to Rav Shimon, you start off with six. One pasuk automatic goes off for Lagufe, you left with two words Besukah, each one is two, is four together, you knock down, and you make one wall into a Tapach. According to Rabbanon, the first word Basukas is usually Lagufe, you left with Basukas and Basukais, which is three, and that teaches two walls, and the third wall gets shortened by the Halacha L'Mesh Mesina. That's one pshat in the B'yer Machlekes. In Bayi Sema, another pshat. The Kuli Alma Yeshem Mikra. Everyone agrees to go by how you read it. So you have altogether six of Kuli Alma. And you knock off one Lagufe. So you left for four. So according to Rav Shimon, we're going to understand. You have four. So you have three walls and the fourth wall gets shortened. But what do you do with Rabbanon? V'alcha baka b'fri. Mar Savar Shchacha Bayikra. Or Mar Savar Shchacha Loi Bayikra. And the way the Aruch Hanan brings down from the Ran, this is how you learn the Gemara. That the first word basuka is they knocking off, that teaches you have to sit in a hut. But you could have thought this hut had four poles, it was like a chuppah, with a schach on top of it. The next word, schacha, you know, you have four sukkahs is left. One word teaches us that you need schach, you need kosher schach. You need schach, came with tassel leven also, it has to be made out of gedulei karka. That teaches us schach. Now you have three sukkahs left, but the three walls, that's two walls and a tefach. So you have one word, you have to sit in the hut. Whatever, that hut didn't have any halachas. Then you have one word, sukkah is for schach, and the other three for the walls. But the other man, the Amar Masav, Shach Alevei Kro, Rav Shimon holds, you don't need a pasuk for schach. When you said already for sukkah is a gufay, that included all the halachas of sukkahs, and all you need now is for the walls, so you wouldn't need any pasuk for schach. V'bayisema, so that's already a second pshat in the machlekes, a third pshat in the machlekes. V'bayisema, Kuli Alma Yashem LeMikra. Everyone agrees. Which means it's besukas, besukas, besukais, which is altogether four. So now you won the gufa, you only left for three. So altogether it's only three walls. So what's the machlokes? Mar sava ki yisai hilchas alagareya. Rabbanon hold, the halacha mishnah is coming and saying, making it the third wall shorter. The halacha mishnah is coming to say you have to add on a fourth wall, but that wall is enough with a tefach. That'll be Rav Shimon Shita. The starting point is three walls. According to Rabbanon, halacha mishnah shortened one wall. According to Rav Shimon, we added a tefach. And now it goes to the fourth pshat in Mechlekes. If you say the Kuli Alma Kisai Hilchas Lagerei, everyone holds halacha mishnah is making it smaller. The Yeshein Lemisiris, and also you go by the way it's written, not the way it's read. So you only have four. And you knocked off, you only have altogether four, you knocked off one Lagufe, so you only left for three. And it's the Gareya. So what could be Pshat and Rav Shimon? V'hocha, but Darshim Tchilois Kamifigli. Ma'asav, Darshim Tchilois, Ma'asav, ain't Darshim Tchilois. Darshim Tchilois means that even the Pasik, you use Lagufe, you could use it for a Drasha also. And therefore, that means Tchilois. Do you Darshim the Pasik as a Gufe, you Darshim it also for the din of Schach, the din of a wall? So, fear of Shimon, you dash all four walls as four walls, and the Lach Mashina came and make it smaller. According to Rabbanah, no, the first one's the Gufa, you can't use it for anything. And you're left only with three walls, and you might one wall. So, that was the fourth pshat in the B'yam HaKlaikas. Rav Masda Amar, what? The fourth one is that we've said the first word basuka is the Gufa. So, if you learn the Gufa, you take it out of the equation. It's not used for walls at all. This Mandi Amar holds, even if you use the Gufa, it teaches you have to sit in the hut, you can also learn, since you use the word basuka, that it has to have a wall. It has to have a wall. You can also learn it. Besides the gufa, you can also make a drasha out of it. Because why? You see, there's not a two words that word. You see that those words are drasha words. So you can use the first one as a drasha. The fifth shot is Rav Master's shot. Rav Master on a time under Rav Shimon Mahacha. Rav Shimon learns to have four walls in this pasuk. The pasuk says, what's called a sukkah? It's a pasuk called Aslava, but you see the word sukkah used there. The sukkah tiel etzel yoimam. for shade, mechayrev ulamachayrev from the heat ulamachsa ulamasta mezerem water, and to protect you from storms and from rain. So Rashi learns that drasha is, it has to be four mechitzos. Why? Because if it's not four mechitzos, so how would it protect from the rain flying in from the side? You don't even have four walls. You only have two walls on a tapak. So it must be that it's four walls. So there are chroinim as a kasha on Rashi that the chayr, it's a little bit shver. First of all, we know that the schach is not rainproof. So anyway, rain can get in. Also, when we gareya to a tapak, so rain can get in there. And a lot of other questions that they ask. So Rashi, you have to say, just learns that it has to be a sukkah that's, it's like a type of sukkah that, if it would be a house, it would be protection from rain. It means a four-wall structure that protects from rain. But Tosfos has a different pshat. It brings up from Yerushalmi that we darshan the five words over here that it says, Mechayrev, Machsa, Master, Zerem, Motor, that teaches us, one is to teach us the schach, and the other four are for walls. So, Mechayrev is the schach. They have Machsa, Master is two walls, and Zerem, Motor is the other two walls. Altogether, four walls. And Rabbanon hold, Zerem and Motor are one. They're both rain. They both mean rain, so it only count as one wall. That's the drasha. So according to Tosfos, has nothing to do with protecting rain. It's just the words in the pasuk that were darshing four walls. So that is the final pshat. The machlok is Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon. And Rav Shimon, tomorrow's daf, we will talk where exactly do you put this tefach.